Today on the Interlochen Collection, we look at the career of classical guitarist Gohar Vardanian, from her time as a student at Interlochen Arts Academy to her current work as a teacher and performer. The career of Gohar Vardanian is coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Gohar Vardanian began studying at Interlochen Arts Academy in the fall of 2001. In fact, her very first day of class at Interlochen was September 11, 2001.
So I think I walked into world history class, and that was what was running on the TV, and Mr. McCall was my teacher.
It was a terrible time, and it was harder for her than for many students because she had just come to Interlochen from New York, and her family was still in the city. But, she says, the support she got at Interlochen helped her through it.
Just seeing how incredible the staff was during that time for everyone, because I was from New York, there were a couple of other students from New York City. But yeah, we started out on a very sad note.
Vardanian squeezed 4 years of high school education into just 3 years, graduating in the spring of 2004. She says that Interlochen Arts Academy defies all the stereotypes about boarding school.
Well, people would ask me, like, oh, your parents sent you to boarding school? They must hate you. It's a joke. I'm like, when you're at Interlochen, people don't realize how much that becomes your family and how much you, not that you forget your parents, but it's fine. You miss them for a little bit, and it's nice to see them over breaks. But you're so busy with the academics and your practicing and your friends, and you don't really notice how quickly those 3 or 4 months can pass, and then you go home for Christmas.
Here's a performance from Gohar Vardanian's senior recital, The Introduction and Rondo by Dionisio Aguado.
Thank you.
A performance given in May 2004 by guitarist Gohar Vardanian at her senior recital at Interlaken Arts Academy. There, she played the introduction and rondo by Dionisio Aguado. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Vardanian told us that she's come back to many of those pieces that she learned as a student now that she's a professional and building her concert repertoire.
The first instinct was to go back to some of the pieces that I used to play as a younger person because they are a lot easier. Not the pieces that it's easier to play. Those are advanced, difficult pieces. But because I had done them as a teenager, they came back so much faster, and it was so much easier to play than if I had never played them before.
Here's Gohar Vardanian at her senior recital again in May of 2004, performing a piece that she's since come back to several times as a professional, the Concierto de Aranjuez of Joaquin Rodrigo. She's playing here with collaborative pianist Susan Snyder.
Thank you. Thank you.
Classical guitarist Gohar Vardanyan performing in her senior recital at Interlaken Arts Academy in May of 2004. She was joined by collaborative pianist Susan Snyder in the Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo. You're listening to the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. For more information about this episode, visit interlochencollection.org. After graduating from Interlochen Arts Academy, Gohar Vardanian attended the Peabody Institute at Johns Hopkins and then Juilliard. She's since returned to Interlochen both in person and virtually to perform and give masterclasses. This is a performance she gave during a 2011 visit, recorded in Interlochen Public Radio's Studio A, Un Sueño en la Floresta by Agustín Barrios. Thank you. Un sueño en la floresta by Agustín Barrios, performed in Interlaken Public Radio's Studio A in 2011 by guitarist Gohar Vardanian. Vardanian has studied with some classical guitar superstars, including Sharon Isbin and Manuel Barrueco. She says although she wasn't starstruck, she was excited to play for the people whose recordings she'd studied so closely.
These are people that I grew up listening to. Their CDs were what I would reference all the time. So it was amazing to actually sit in front of the person and have them actually comment on your playing. When you were trying to mimic them on a CD and try to play like them, here they are giving you feedback of how they made it sound like what you hear on a CD.
Gohar Vardanian says she had no expectations of impressing her teachers, but studying with them definitely gave her the incentive to practice a lot.
It was more motivational, and it was more that I wanted to work really hard to not impress, because it's very hard to impress a person like that. There is no impressing them. They can do whatever they're amazing. So it's not about impressing, but it's just to really internalize everything they're saying and trying as hard as possible to do everything and all the feedback that you're getting. So it made me work really hard because there was all that respect towards the legends of your instrument.
Her first album, released in 2012, includes this piece, one that she learned under Sharon Isbin's tutelage at Juilliard, the Sonata for Guitar by Joaquin Turina.
Thank you.
Gohar Vardanian with the Sonata for Guitar by Joaquin Turina from her debut album released in 2012. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Today on the program, we're looking at the career of classical guitarist and Interlaken Arts Academy alumna Gohar Vardanian. She now spends her time teaching and concertizing. She teaches many adult students, and she says one thing she appreciates is the relationships that she builds with them over time.
Because I have really lovely students that over time become friends, even though you're in a teacher-student relationship, but still they become friends after you know them for so many years.
Her most recent album came out in 2020 and features the Lute Suite No. 3, BWV 995, by Johann Sebastian Bach. From Gohar Vardanian's 2020 solo album, aptly titled Grand Solos. She says now that she stops in amazement sometimes when she's teaching high school students, thinking about what she was like at that age.
You realize, like, when you're teaching kids, and I can call them kids now, which is because you realize, like, they are at the same place that I used to be when I was there,
but they are so young, like they're so much younger, and you don't see it on yourself when you're just going everyday life, and then you look back like, wow, I am giving advice to someone who I'm picturing myself there, because it's very easy to remember, but they're half my age. This is crazy, you know, and like, why are they listening to what I have to say?
It seems pretty clear to us why someone would listen to Gohar Vardhanian as both a performer and as a teacher. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Listen to our episodes anytime at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. Thanks to Michael Culler for audio engineering assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlaken Public Radio.